The text for our meditation this morning is the Old Testament lesson that is appointed to be read for this Sunday. It is from the 43rd chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. We read beginning at the 16th verse. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the mighty man. They will lie down together and not rise again. They have been quenched and extinguished like a wick. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The problem presents itself, whatever it is. Be it a personal problem, be it a national problem, be it a civic problem, be it a spiritual problem, be it a health problem, you name it. You can fill in the blank. A problem presents itself. And when it does, there are, to our way of thinking, to our way of viewing anyway, a number of ways that we can deal with this problem. Many of the ways that we would choose to deal with a problem are not the ways that God chooses to deal with a problem. Our way is to take the path of least resistance, to see the problem, size up the problem, and then see if there is any way over the problem, under the problem, or around the problem. That's the path of least resistance. That's the path of comfort. That's the path of least amount of pain for me. And generally, when these problems present themselves, the prayers begin to go up to God, asking for Him to give us a way over, under, or around the problem. Stop and think about that. I think that's a true statement. That's most of our praying. Take this problem away. Give me some kind of solution to the problem. Work a solution for me. But we ask ourselves this morning, is this the way of God? I don't know if you noticed, but what jumped out at me in this 43rd chapter of Isaiah were these words. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters. When God took the children of Israel out from Egypt, His way for them was not over the Red Sea. It was not under the Red Sea. It was not around the Red Sea. It was through the Red Sea. And of course, this is the image and the story that Isaiah has in mind as he writes these words. The children of Israel couldn't see how, but God brought them through the waters into safety and into freedom. So it's obvious that God's way is through a problem, not over, under, or around it. And of course, we learn this from not only the history of God's people in the Old Testament, but from Jesus Christ Himself, do we not? If we look at Jesus, His entire ministry, His walk was through problems. Everywhere, problems with the Pharisees, problems with the scribes, problems with the Romans ultimately, problems with the religious elite of His day, problems with pretty much everybody that He ran into. But Jesus walked through the trouble right on up to what we are going to celebrate in yet another week or so, and that is his passion and suffering. Oh, it is comforting to know that Jesus' prayer that night in the Garden of Gethsemane was, "Lord, if possible, take this cup away from me. If possible, Lord, let me go over this problem. Let me go under this problem. Let me go around this problem." But God said, "No, your call is to walk through it. Because you see, that is my way." And Jesus, the very Son of God Himself, walked through the problem of pain, suffering, and yes, even death. Through is the way of God's people. Because through is God's way. It's ironic, don't you think, that when people are walking through a problem, the tendency is to think that God is nowhere around. That God has turned a deaf ear. That God refuses to listen. That God is not aware of what's going on. That God has turned His back somehow. That God has forgotten me. But the irony of it is when we're walking through a problem, is when God is at work. Jesus' own disciples were called to walk through. They experienced problem after problem after He left. They experienced problems while He was still with them. They were called to walk through. And what we are told is in that Garden of Gethsemane, that while Jesus was not allowed to go over, under, or around the problem, God did send angels to Him to minister to Him, to strengthen Him, that He might walk through the trouble. Why? Because at the end of the trouble, there is glory. At the end of the trouble, there is God's ultimate plan. At the end of the problem, God's way is done. Jesus walked through death and right straight into resurrection. And because He walked through death and straight into resurrection, you and I now have life too. And that we too will be called to walk through death one day, but it will be right into resurrection, just as was the case with the Son of God Himself. Through is God's way, because it is the way of faith. Faith that God Himself knows exactly what He's doing, even though I don't. Faith that says, "God, I trust You," even though I don't know exactly what He's up to. The end of this particular text in Isaiah 43, where God says He will make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Stop and think about that. That's through too, isn't it? But as His people cling to Him in faith, as His people come to the realization that through is God's way, the result, according to Isaiah, the people who I formed for myself will declare my praise. That, you see, is what we keep in front of us, as did Jesus. St. Paul says, "But for the glory set before Him, He endured what He was called to endure." There will come a day when after all of our problems and troubles are done, we will declare the praise of God, because we will then at last see exactly His plan, exactly what He was up to, and we'll find that we really wouldn't have wanted it any other way. Amen.